Hello, we are live on this Thursday. Is it already? Jesus, this week is flying. I don't know about you guys.
We are the Creedence and Bishop Show.
You aren't?
Nope. No flying here.
Fly away today, and yet another storm rolling through the Mayhem Estate today, as I saw.
Flash flooding.
Saw the video. We are the Creedence and Bishop Show, back with you on a Thursday. We have a scheduled interview that may or may not happen. We're not sure 100%. Mikey, as always, sends out an email the day of and hasn't heard back. So we'll see.
We will see what happens. This gentleman is a psychic, so
he should
he
already
may
know.
Not need my reminder, because he's already on that wavelength, knowing he's going to come on.
Psychic Artie Hoffman?
Yeah.
Hoffman. I kept saying Huffman.
Hoffman.
Yeah. Artie Hoffman. Can you tell I just woke up from my afternoon and my evening old man nap? I'm so groggy. I hate that when I don't time it out right. You know?
You took a nap at 8 o'clock at night?
No, it's 8:30 now. Okay, I can't do like Mikey and do those really quick cat naps. I can't do that. I got a whole process. Takes me an hour.
What is your process? You put like cold presses on your eye?
No, my process is I need some time to fall asleep. I've been not sleeping for years and years. It sucks. Like, I'm really tired, and then it's like, you know.
Then that
typical thing where I get mad all the time, or not mad, but jealous, because Emily, I mean, she
that was actually correct. That was a Freudian slip.
Hit that one on the head.
That's one thing we've never thought about.
About what?
about her sleeping, being able to sleep so quick. I'm just envious and jealous of that, because it takes me forever.
My wife has the same problem. Does Emily snore?
No, she's pretty quiet. She just, for being so small, she takes up 90% of the bed. And then you add in our big cat, Sal, who likes to sleep. He likes to sleep with us, and again, takes up a whole lot of room. So
basically, you're just jealous that she falls asleep so quickly.
Yes. Jesus, I wish to God I could.
I have a hard time falling asleep a lot, too. Like, I'll go to bed at like 9:30 and I'll look over and it's 12:30. And I'm still just tossing and turning. I think I have restless leg syndrome.
Oh, I do. My legs go a mile a minute while I'm getting to sleep. Does.
I just love this discussion of like old guy sleep problem.
Yeah.
But my wife does snore like real bad. Like,
You're just throwing her under the bus because she just threw you under the bus on Facebook for crop duster.
Look here, bud. I've got audio. She has no audio of me.
You have audio of what?
Her snoring.
Oh.
You talk amongst yourself while I pull it up.
Because Creed, I don't know if you and your fiance do this, but Mikey and Mrs. Mayhem will fart in front of each other. And sure. I'm talking about the loudest farts. Not like, oh, one slipped out. I'm talking like we're in seventh grade, and I'm surprised that Mikey or his wife don't fall on the ground and spread eagle, and the other one puts a Zippo lighter underneath and tries to ignite it. It's the loudest, most disgusting. It's molten. It sounds like something falling off a shelf half the time their farts. It's like...
My one son can fart so good. He's got a collection of great farts on his phone that he
we
would
had
love
a
to
collection
come on sometime and play for y'all.
Do you remember the collection, which was mostly Lenny and his farts that we had on the 360 that we used to play all the time?
Yes.
Emily told me that I woke her up the other night, a couple nights ago, that I woke her up with the smelliest, worst, loudest fart in bed that she's ever heard me do. And she said it was disgusting. And I asked her if she got out of bed, and she said, no, I guess she went back to sleep.
Our dog does the funniest farts. He'll just be laying there, and he'll. It sounds like either Mikey or Mrs. Mayhem is laying on our floor.
Does he get scared and run away from his own farts?
No, that's what ours does. He just goes, and then he keeps going. right? So this is Saturday. I'm laying there, and sometimes they're very stinky. I'm laying there, and I'm like, oh my God. Oh God, that smells so bad. I get up, and my wife's not in bed, right? So I'm like, maybe the dog went downstairs and pooped downstairs.
You think that bad? That's pretty bad. Oh,
yeah.
You start looking like, for a turn.
It was like 6:30 in the morning. So I get up and I stumble. And she's downstairs watching like Real Housewives of Cambodia or something, right? And I'm like, did Brinks poop? And she's like, no. I was like, God, it smells like he did. Back in the room, I turned the light on and he has shit on the floor in the bedroom.
That's bad.
Yeah, so
and that's a big dog too. Ooh. Yeah.
So it was fun waking up at 6:30 on Saturday and cleaning out poop.
I don't want to jinx anything, but I mean, we've got three cats in here and a big dog. She has puked a couple of times. Massive, man. Dog puke, it can be just these huge clumps. The cat with Sale, who sleeps with us, he pukes about once a day, and that looks like a turd. It comes out looking like a turd. It's a three banger. The first one is this big puddle with a long turd looking thing. Then there's like, yeah, and it, I mean, it really looks like a turd, seriously. Then he'll go to another spot and a little bit of a puddle. And then the last one is just a small puddle. So there's always three. Whenever he pukes, it's always three. But you know, and knock on wood, I don't have any, well, here's fake wood. She has never, peed or pooped in the house. And I mean, some, you know, once in a while we've accidentally, left her, you know, a little longer than she should, still has never peed or pooped in the house. I can't believe it. Every once in a while, though, a cat doesn't make it into the laundry room where all the cat shitters are, and there'll be a little nugget outside.
Cat shitters.
Why do you have all the litter boxes in the laundry room?
Where would you put them? I can't be near. First of all, the scent outside. Of just even without anything. Yeah, no. We don't want outdoor. We, you know, we live in the woods. We don't want our cats are. I don't want them outside. I'm although Shorty, before we knew if she was trained or not, we used to open up the door and she would go out underneath the tree, dig a little hole and do her thing, and then come right back in like a dog.
Nice.
That's what all the cats in the neighborhood do, because my dog then in turn eats the cat poop out of the tree. Like, it starts sniffing down. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, there's cat poop under there. But I want to hear this audio of your wife snoring.
Yeah.
I do. Sorry, we went on the cat poop tangent and dog poop.
No, I don't know if I could live with that. I couldn't do it.
You think maybe she's snoring so loudly because you guys have all the damn TVs in the house on while you sleep? You think maybe that might.
I can't sleep without a TV on, man. You know that,
right? But that's
a lot of snoring.
Yeah,
you want to hear something even worse than that?
Sure. What is this?
Save the place.
That's her grinding her teeth.
Ah. While she's asleep?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
There's no way that's that. Is that really that?
Stop worrying about messing up your fingernail. This thing is covered with sap, Gus, and you know our very sensitive cuticles.
Yep.
Holy crap. She needs to get one of them mouth guards.
She chews right through them. She wears them and chews right through them.
Crap. Oh my God!
Yeah, that's a.
And I'll lay there, and I'll scream at her. Like, yeah, I'll scream at her and be like, "Stop grinding your teeth!"
Oh, I thought you meant scream at her like, "You dumb bitch! Get up out of this bed!"
I'm pretty sure I would. I'd be out on the couch with that. I couldn't. There's no way.
It's rough sometimes.
There is no way I could deal with that.
But I'm used to it. She's been doing it always. She's always a chronic grinder.
Jesus.
My one son has it too, and he has to wear a mouthpiece.
I wake up sometimes, I think that I've been grinding my teeth.
You'll know if you have. But your jaw hurt and teeth hurt.
Yeah, well, that's an everyday thing.
Teeth problems with Creed.
Oh, by the way, I wanted to bring up something I saw an article about, and I don't know if you guys had seen this. I guess there's a problem now with people drinking hand sanitizer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, big news today. I saw it. Yeah.
And dying. Yeah.
Can you imagine?
They're mixing it with water, and they're calling it something. It's got like some sort of street name to it.
Oh, does it really? Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. I didn't even open up the article to really read it. I was just like, what a moron.
So they're taking it, and they're like, you know, breaking it up into this, you know, liquid concoction, and they're drinking it and not realizing how much alcohol is in hand sanitizer plus whatever else is in it.
So do you think that it's an uptick because of the fact that there's a lot more hand sanitizer readily available in a house and you get bored and you're quarantined?
Well, or it's cheaper. It's so much cheaper. You can make so much more.
I know that people have. Yeah, just the smell of it alone, I can't imagine swallowing it.
Well, they were talking about how people are going in bathrooms at hospitals and stealing the hand sanitizer to get drunk. They go in there and
get a
drink.
I think I almost could huff spray paint before I drank hand sanitizer.
That's really seriously your game right there.
Like that's another thing. I could almost shoot up heroin easier than I could drink hand sanitizer. Or are they, how do I say this nicely, shoving it up their ass?
No.
They're getting drunk that way.
No, they're drinking it. I've known people that have tried to drink it before.
You do? You run with a weird crowd.
Yeah.
Just like, but I've never heard people mixing it with water. And most of the time, it's like drinking grain alcohol if it doesn't have like a flavor, you know, if it's not like lavender scented or whatever.
I was wondering if there was an uptick, you know, on that simply because they have been bottling it looking like moonshine and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like, look, you know, some of it comes
in an Amazon commercial. Yeah. It looks like they're hooch. Gotta buy the hooch.
Most importantly, news that I saw that came through today, not just, you know, about the hand sanitizer, but from Delish.com, Cheetos Mac and Cheese is coming to a store. And they have a Flamin' Hot version as well. I don't know what to think about that because
not a version of what? Hand sanitizer?
No, Cheetos Mac and Cheese. Are you not listening?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, I'll try to find the name.
What'd you say? Did you say something about me?
I think you're lagging. I think you should restart.
Oh, I'm sorry. Restart the whole thing.
No, I was trying to find the name of the mixing hand sanitizer with water.
Yeah. I wish I could have remembered that, but that's odd that you bring that up. My sons have been working on a concoction that they've started eating a lot. Basically, they take a bagel, toast it, put cream cheese on it, and then put Flamin' Hot Cheetos on that, and then make a sandwich out of it.
I can see that. Yeah, I can see that. Do they put it in the processor and just make it a dust, basically,
leave it whole like French fries.
Speaking of bad teeth, I could never do that. That would chip off a tooth over here. What about mac and cheese though? Do you guys ever eat mac and cheese? I can't like Kraft. There's no cheese flavor to it to me.
I like shells and cheese, but we eat a lot of mac and cheese. My son likes mac and cheese, but he doesn't like cheese, he says, but he likes mac and cheese. And dude, restaurants, you know, I know everyone's hurting right now with the coronavirus, but they made enough money off of just serving macaroni and cheese as a kid's meal.
Mm-hmm.
Like at Chili's, the kid's meal was mac and cheese. Yeah. And that was all you got. You got a big bowl of mac and cheese for like $10. Yeah. Like, okay. It's just, and it was the same. It was just, you know,
with our friends from New York, we used to, when he was younger, we'd have to find, when their son was younger, we had to find restaurants only that had Kraft mac and cheese. It's like all he ate.
Right.
It was it. So I didn't realize it's that popular. But I just, I don't even make it anymore. It's just not cheesy enough to me.
I always throw a handful of cheese in it, by the way.
like,
yeah, but doesn't that just meet the purpose?
Yeah, kind of. Like, what kind of cheese are you putting in it? Like shredded cheese?
Some sharp cheddar. Yeah, just a little sharp cheddar. Swip it around a
they
little
do
bit.
Have those. Damn. They upgrade. Do have the packs of the Velveeta cheese that come in, like, at the. Have you seen it? It's at the Dollar Tree now.
No.
You can rip it open and, like, the Velveeta cheese that you get, like Bish was saying about the shells and cheese.
Right.
Cheese.
You just get the pack of cheese now?
Yeah.
Not-
yeah, it's at the Dollar. Yeah, it's at the Dollar Tree.
Oh, yeah. You need a quick cheese fix?
No, when you need extra to throw in there, just so it tastes a little bit cheesy.
So why don't you just upgrade the anyways. There's no difference, though, between the Great Value mac and cheese and the Kraft, really. Not really.
Back, powder. Back, yeah. Back in the day, they had a red box of the Kraft mac and cheese type, and it was Great Value. And it was freaking amazing. Like, it was so much cheese flavor, cheese taste to it. And that since has all changed, too. Okay. But, yeah, that's the Mac and Cheese Talk 2020 for today. And drinking hand sanitizer. Yeah. Seriously, I can't imagine. How many days is that taste is still going to be in your throat?
Even just a tiny...
Yeah, like I've done that and then eaten. Like I watch these YouTubers and God bless them for trying to appeal to everybody, but it's getting to be bad. Bish, you were asking about Tim Tracker because I've been talking to Mikey. I would love to have him on the show sometime. Yeah. He's one of my all-time favorite YouTubers. I could watch him all day long. Him and Jen, and he's basically a Disney Orlando area vlogger. He does a lot more than just Disney. And he specializes a lot with Universal Studios and, of course, with the Halloween Horror Nights and stuff. But his videos are almost I almost can't get through them lately because it's all about him trying to find safe spots outside to sit away from people.
Safe places it's to like, eat.
It's like 90% of the video is talking about COVID and what, you know, him being worried. Which he has a newborn at home, and it is kind of a little bit scary. But I guess you don't have a whole lot of... I always thought about this. The amount of people that come to Disney, Universal, any of those parks that are from overseas that can very easily bring over anything. I've always thought about that, and I'm nowhere near being a person that's so worried about stuff like that. But it always does cross your mind.
Okay.
He's on a whole new level, though.
He's on
a whole new level.
You could have people from United States bring you the same thing, pretty much.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And that's for sure. But now it's like so much of the video. But anyways, reason why I say that is there's a bunch. The other one, this guy that I watch, KBD Productions, who love watching him because he'll go to like gas stations and eat there for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Ooh.
And but anyways, he does this whole thing with his hand sanitizer. He does all this. It's a whole like 20 second thing of every video or before every single meal. And every time that I do that, all I can do is smell and taste hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
Whenever I do that, I'd almost rather. I mean, I know it's disgusting. I mean, you should wash your hands, but still, it's like that's all that I
take your breath.
Yeah. So sometimes, you know, at the weekend job, if you will, working at for the funeral service, the mortuary service, however how you want to say it. Sometimes, you know, you don't have anything extra on you, but there was something that was especially gross or whatever, right? But not crazy gross where you have to change your outfit into like a gross outfit. But they have hand sanitizer, but sometimes the hand sanitizer is a different brand. Like I found that Purell. No, Perel. My buddy Perel. He makes the best hand sanitizer.
Perel Williams. He makes good beats.
Perel Williams. sometimes there's like a different brand in some of the vans. So like, you know, hand sanitizer hands. You're wearing gloves anyways, but just, you know, it gives you that kind of it's like you wiped your face and none of the chicken wing sauce is on there, but you still just undo a wet wipe all the way.
Yeah, just in case there's that little trace.
Just cause. Yeah. But you're wearing gloves and, you know. But so, like, I'll come back home and, like, you know, take my suit off and go lay back down. And then I'll turn over and I'll lay like this. I'm like – Oh, yeah. Okay. I just touched a dead body like an hour ago.
Oh, geez.
So I'll have to get up if it's the bad, if it's the kind that leaves a scent. I have to get up and wash my hands with soap just to get that smell of the hand sanitizer off.
You don't take a shower after you pick up a body and come home?
Sometimes it just depends, but most of the time, no. Like
it's I can see if you're out on a late night run and you don't have a whole lot, you know, of time, I would probably skip one once in a while. But boy, I would wash up real good.
I mean, most of the time, though, it's nothing, you know, like there's nothing that's touched me. But you know, sometimes you're with someone new and they move someone's arm and a dead guy's hand slaps you in the face. Sometimes that happens, you know.
I would be haunted for my life.
That happened a few weeks ago, but luckily I had a mask on, right? Like the, you know, the COVID mask or whatever. The guy, it was on the doorsteps, and this guy was like trying to be Speedy Gonzalez, you know, like the guy's not going nowhere. Let's
take
slow down.
It, James. Slow down.
There's the guy, and the guy's hand goes. If I didn't have a glove on, I mean, if I didn't have a mask on, like his hand would have hit me like right in the mouth. It would have been funny.
Other news, I saw, because we talked about this on the show about Walmart with doing the movie thing. They've released their schedule for their parking lot drive-in theaters.
I just think it's kind of all of them, or is it going to be everywhere?
I didn't even look, to be honest with you. I just kind of. I breeze through. I'm not one to really read a whole lot of news articles.
You're American. It's fine.
Listen, at least I'm not like most morons who just will go into the comment section and just start commenting without even reading an article. I would never do that.
I like when people start commenting on something somebody shared that was like from 4 years ago.
That's great. Oh, I know. And how about this?
Dead. Yeah, he was dead 4 years ago.
That I sent over a screenshot of. I saw two different ones today. So this is a new hustle. And I'm sure it's been going on a lot. It's just, it just popped up in my timeline today a couple of times. One was LeBron James, who was live. You know, they play it on Facebook Live, so it looks like it's live at this time. And the wording underneath is that, you know, he's on live and he's giving away, I don't know, 25,000 to anybody who shares and likes, you know, you know, this whole thing, you know.
I did that 2 days ago with Dwayne The Rock Johnson. It was crazy. He was giving away $5,000 at a pop.
And did you win? And I see it. I've seen it, you know, previously with like, but I'll see posts that are just, you know, a picture of like Ellen or Oprah or something. This one with the
Tyler
live
Perry.
Is. Yeah. The live part of it's a little different. The one that I sent over to you was, or over into the group chat, was one of the Kardashians or whatever.
Kim Kardashian,
There was like, I mean, it was only up for about 10 minutes. There was like 3,200 comments already and shares. Like, you wouldn't believe.
How can you be so stupid?
How can you be so stupid to think that, first of all, that they're giving away money? That's the first, that they're giving away money just randomly on Facebook. That's the first thing. The second thing is that, how about, how many people do you think?
God is good,
of course. You know, and the whole thing is that, you know, you reach out to every single person that does that, and you say, congratulations, you won. Where's your, you know, give me your bank account. Kindly give me your bank account. It's always kindly, because that's always from that country. But yeah, kindly give me your bank account. Imagine how much money they can pull out of those scams. I mean,
oh God, yeah.
It's just as bad as, and I feel, I don't know about you guys, but I'll see people that share these coupons for the $100 free
gift card from Lowe's. Yeah.
And all of that. I'm like, do you really think that out of all the days today, everybody just for clicking and sharing, you're going to use this coupon? And some of my friends that have posted that, I'm like,
I wish I didn't know you.
Yeah, no, it's embarrassing to see that some people that are, I'm very surprised. The Dollar General that goes around all the time, you know, you think that you can just walk in there and get free money out of a business is beyond me. Why, you know, just a random thing on Facebook. I was just gonna say, just people are just such easy targets. That's all.
I have information about the Walmart drive-in that you didn't do any research on.
I didn't listen. I saw the article. That's all I
Creed, if you share out this what I'm about to say to five people, I will send each of you a pair of Oakleys. So it, they have their own website, big timing. It's thewalmartdrivein.com. You are invited to the drive-in family movie tour. Okay, so you can get free tickets and about the event. They have them. They'll be visiting 160 Walmart Supercenter locations. At what time? 6 p.m. And the film starts at 7:30. No late entry allowed. Tickets are free, but must be requested in advance. So are do you think people are going to get tickets and then sell them?
Right? And then sell them? I mean, you know, there's we talked about those events like they had at the Charlotte Motor Speedway. Even though it was for, I mean, portion of the proceeds were for, what am I trying to say?
I don't know.
Charity. But they were still really, really expensive. So yeah, I mean, you know, listen, if they're 160 and if every one of them sells out so quickly, sells out, if you know what I mean, it's possible.
Well, can anyone get tickets? Yes. Up to the maximum parking capacity. Find out how, you know, for the location nearest you. Is it safe? Of course. Everyone's safety, guests will remain in their vehicles and parking spaces socially distanced.
Did you see the list of movies I've got in front of me?
Oh, yeah. Well, so far, all I see is Wonder Woman, Spy Kids, Space Jam, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, which is really good.
Mikey, Five Old Goes West.
Have you ever seen Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse? That's really good.
Yes.
Ghostbusters.
Which one? Lizard,
the original 1984, the only one. There's only one Ghostbusters. And they had a
nothing no else one. Exists.
The Wizard of Oz, Black Panther, E.T., and Friday Night Lights.
What about these, though? You missed this one. Back to the Future, Beetlejuice, The Goonies, The Wizard of Oz, Karate Kid, Space Jam, Friday Night Lights. Did you already say that?
Yeah.
Some animated favorites like Cars, The Iron Giant, Lego Movie, Madagascar.
So far, I'm scrolling up, and I'm going everything. Hold on. Jesus. I clicked more, and I guess it pulled up every single 160. I'm not seeing an event that is not sold out already.
Really? Oh, that means they're absolutely going to be sold then.
Oh, wow.
Where are they? Did you see if there's any near you or near me?
I'll click closest then.
By the way, I do have some hand sanitizer information here I was able to find. Yeah. All right. So basically the practice is taking hand sanitizer and mixing it with mouthwash to make a strong minty cocktail. You also will be mixing the gel with salt to separate the alcohol from the gel and distilling the alcohol from the hand sanitizer. Drinking this.
Oh, so cocktail, you're cooking it.
Kind of.
That makes sense.
This cocktail is called Hand Sanitrippin. It's also known as Hand Santy Fix, and it's known as Getting Drunk on Mr. Clean's Tears, as well as Getting Hand Sanitized.
So are they cooking it, though? Just separate out the gel?
You're putting salt in there, so chemically you're breaking it.
Oh, okay. Could you scoop the gel out then before you drink it?
Yeah, it'll separate.
And I have to say this, as stupid as this is, for a drink, at least they're adding in, hopefully they're using the right mouthwash, because mouthwash can have a pretty nice kick to it, too, if you drink enough of it. I mean, listen, just go buy a plastic bottle of vodka. I mean, wouldn't it not do the same thing?
Well, if you're underage, it says it's a lot of teenagers doing it.
By the way, there's nothing in North Carolina.
Of course not. And the problem is a lot of people don't understand. Yes, it has rubbing alcohol in it, but it has methanol in it as well, which is toxic and will damage your nervous system, your internal organs. It'll make you have permanent blindness, brain damage, kidney failure, and liver failure.
Yeah, sounds like fun. Hey, I'm looking at the map. I'd say that's that has something to do with your old governor there that just extended things even longer.
Yeah.
Because if you look, I don't know if you probably can't.
No, I see it. I see
it's too bright. Did you see the map where it skipped like same with New York State and Virginia, DC, Maryland, all through there? Nothing.
Right.
Looks like if you're anywhere near California, there's one. But lots in Florida. Like they don't have enough crap to do already.
I know.
Hey, listen, you go, you book the tour where you can get bookings, okay? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, that's booking and touring 101. You know, you make a big loop, all right, and we'll hit places in between.
Maybe Walmart nights they'll be at like a Family Dollar, you know, when they're not performing right. at Walmart, yeah. they'll be at Family Dollar.
Hey, I saw a really good hustle today. I don't know if you guys have seen, you know, Jemmy airblown things, you know, like how I fill up my yard, you know, those things, the Christmas things. They make, and they have for a very long time, screens, you know, like a movie screen.
Inflatable screens, yeah.
Yeah. So there is a lady here that is advertising on Facebook Marketplace. And I thought this was kind of genius. She's got a rather large one. The screen size is pretty big, and for $120 flat rate, she'll bring it out. She's got a really wide variety, she says, of movies. And she'll blow it up for you and play the movie, and when it's done, she takes care of everything and goes. But I got to thinking, how freaking illegal is that? You're playing a movie, because remember, even in your house, if you like have over neighbors and friends and all that, you watch the Super Bowl or watch a movie together, that's can be, you know, illegal if you read those piracy things. So I wonder, I sounded like a good idea. I mean, it's easy as can be, good way to make some money. I can see in the Charlotte area a lot of people doing something like that. But can you imagine? Couldn't she get fined? Don't you think? I mean, you can't just go and just play. She's playing the movie for them.
Well, you got to remember there was the case of when at a school function, they put a movie on some Disney movie, and they got a letter from Disney asking for money, like $1,500, because they played this movie at some school function.
Oh, that's unreal. And
they wanted the money for it. So
one of the biggest reasons why the drive-ins in New York State, where I grew up, we had quite a few around. And the biggest thing is the movies for them to, and they're only renting them, you know, for certain nights, were a staggering amount. I mean, it wasn't a viable thing anymore. They were so expensive. Even older movies, and those drive-ins, you know, had the reels were massive.
Right.
And I know, the one in Bath in particular, I mean, it was like a couple grand for a weekend, basically, to run one movie, and you always run two movies. Imagine clearing, you know, even if you were at $3,000, can you imagine clearing that over a weekend?
What do we start, a drive-in movie where we just show all the really crappy, like, B-movies from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, those kind of things that are super cheap to view. And we make money off of selling, you know, the concessions. That's where we'll make our money. You know,
it's the only way you make your money.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of movies that don't. The copyright is up. Like a famous one is the original Night of the Living Dead. They just never re-upped the copyright. So, you know,
one of my favorite things in Myrtle over at that failed area, not Broadway, the other Grand Market Common, over at Market Common area, they had Grand 14 or whatever. That movie theater I didn't like so much, because it was kind of even though it's a newer theater, it's an old school theater where you're sitting right next to somebody. When you can go over to the Coastal Grand Mall, we'll go over to Coastal Grand Mall and you get in one of them recliners. I mean, that changed my life. I hated going to movies, but if you got your own recliner, I'm all right with that. But anyways, they did like when we went over to watch Blazing Saddles, that was amazing to watch that on the big screen. I mean, that was, and then we got to go see National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation on the big screen.
Wow.
You know, that kind of stuff was awesome. But to see those two movies, the only one I'm missing is Smokey and the Bandit. I'd love to watch that on the big screen.
And they did a whole big thing of it when it, like a year ago, where it was in certain theaters and you could go see it.
And when I say Smoking the Band, I mean number three, of course, the best one.
Of course. Of course. The one where all you see is his feet.
Yeah. Yeah. And think about that. You know, there's a Christmas Vacation too, also. Did you know that?
Yeah. No. That's Cousin Eddie's Island or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. There's also a Christmas Story too.
There is? I didn't know that.
Yes, there is. Christmas Story.
Did you ever see the neighbors of the house of where they filmed Home Alone or Home Alone 2? I don't remember which. Was it the same house?
I think it's the same house.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, so the neighbors across the street.
Home Alone 2 is he's
lost
in New York.
In New York. Yeah. But it starts at the house.
So it's the original Home Alone when it happened. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they had really no idea. Their life was turned upside down because it was just a nice little neighborhood. And then all of a sudden this, you know, these production crews come in and so much is happening. But they filmed it with this old film and the guy held it for a very, very long time and released it. And it's really cool. Like, he has some of the most iconic scenes, you know, and he's basically taking this video off of his front steps.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah, it's really neat. It's just because it's huge history. And the guy talks about like how him and his wife, you know, they never thought that it was going to be, you know, I mean, listen, one of the most iconic movies, right? That's right up there with everything else. And
I would like to go back and watch that movie through the lens of an adult now. And
I just did last year.
I said through a lens of an adult. And not a child. But did you view it differently? You know, where you're like, holy fuck, well, this is, you know.
Well, that cabin that we had last year, I think I told you guys that it was on a mountain ridge, first of all.
Oh, here we
way
go.
Way up. Pool in the basement.
Yeah.
And then kitchen.
So is this the place with the tennis court on the helipad on top of that?
No, but it had the kitchen and stuff that level. Then the next one was a real deal movie theater. Like when you walk in, you felt like you were walking into a theater, giant screen. Holly, who comments all the time, my cousin, her daughter is obsessed with Home Alone, and she will sit there through the entire movie and say every line. And it was not annoying as you would think. It was funny because she was spot on through the whole thing. Oh yeah, and by the way, the top had a all the way up on the top was like this glassed in gazebo, and that's where the hot tub was.
Ooh, baby.
It was quite a place.
But anyways, did you view the movie differently as an adult, or was it still the same?
I still laughed through the whole thing. For the most part, it's still a great movie. It really was, but nothing really too. No, I don't think too different.
Mikey, no.
Only when I'm watching it with my sons now that they're older, they love to point out how many times the criminals would be dead, and how easily it'd be to kill Kevin.
Yeah,
at every turn.
So, I think that's your biggest thing is watching things as an adult, right? You start realizing a lot of things that you don't notice younger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things you don't realize how easy it is to get. I mean, in this particular one, how easy it is just to get caught or to get killed. You can't. It's harder to suspend belief, right? When you're watching something as an adult.
So I have a few like conspiracy theories about Home Alone. Some of them other people have put out there before.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Real quick, I want to tell you what this really funny joke a buddy of mine used to tell. I say used to tell because stand-up comedy is nothing that's going to happen ever again. But he had a joke.
way to be optimistic.
Well, listen, everyone will be offended by everything now. But
good point.
He had a joke where it was basically like saying like if Home Alone was just a prequel to Saul that
it's Macaulay Culkin. Conspiracy. Yeah.
Is that a conspiracy? Okay.
Oh, it's all over YouTube. Yeah.
Okay. I also, maybe this was all over YouTube too, that really the Bubblegum Bandits, right? The guys that
Sticky Bandits.
Sticky Bandits, Bubblegum Bandits, Sticky Bandits. That they're in purgatory. Like they killed Kevin and then they died. And they're in purgatory and they're just dying over and over and over. And then my conspiracy theory, I don't know, maybe other people have this too, is well, of course, you also have always heard the conspiracy theory too, that I didn't come up with this one, but I saw it on YouTube, where John Candy is the devil and the mother makes a deal with the devil because John Candy and his band, he's in a band and he's going, I think he's going down south. And she's, and I think she says something like, you know, please God help me or whatever. And then he shows up anyways. But my conspiracy theory is this, is that it wasn't a robbery. It was an attempted kidnapping that the father, what did the father do? No one ever said. He's got nine kids or ever how many kids. He lives in this house. He's got to be running something, right? He's running cocaine for the fucking. So this was not a robbery. They sent these guys to show up to rob the place, but they could never get in. But the hit squad or the kidnap squad was going to go in and get Kevin and you know, frame these guys as a robbery. And, you know,
all right, here is a list of the top 15 conspiracies about Home Alone.
Oh, real quick. Let me say this real quick. Yeah. Harry died 9 times in the movie and Marv died 14 times in the movie. Go ahead.
Old man Marley is Kevin from the future.
Ooh.
Okay.
Kevin is now the killer from Saw.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Kevin's dad is a mobster. There you go.
Oh,
you go.
Okay. Well, I didn't think of that. Originally, apparently, it was a
fever. Marv and Harry were working for Uncle Frank. Who is Uncle Frank?
Uncle Frank was the guy that always hated Kevin. He was the one that was, get out of here, you little pervert, while he was in the shower and stuff.
Oh,
and
that's right. That's right. Okay. 5, Gus Polinski is the devil himself.
That's John Candy.
6, Harry and Marv are Christmas spirits.
Oh.
7, Mr. Duncan and the Pigeon Lady were former lovers.
Well, that's Home Alone 2.
That's a real stretch.
Some of these are Home Alone 2, I think, as well.
Yeah.
Or maybe all of them. Uncle Frank put out a hit on Kevin.
Sure.
Kevin's father hates him. Buzz is a psychopath. These, of course, go on.
Those aren't conspiracy theories. Those are facts, the last couple of them.
11, old man Marley's bloody wound is a gruesome metaphor.
More.
It says
bloody wounds.
Second time encounters bloody him at the church. The wound is beginning to heal. Marley reveals to Kevin that he was estranged from his adult son Christ-like. And had been for years. I don't know. Christ-like. 12 is Kevin's dad is training him to be a secret agent. Something to do with Elvis in Home Alone. It says, is Elvis in Home Alone? I'm not reading all that. The McAllisters are a cult.
Okay.
And 15, Kevin is dead.
Kevin is dead. I've loved all this movie talk. And that brings me into my next point. Today, I was asked to be a guest on a podcast. Name of the podcast.
Again?
It's called Your Movie Podcast.
This young
man had got up with me. This isn't through the guy we know. I was approached to do this. He's in through one of the groups, yeah. He's in Nova Scotia.
Cool.
Basically, he wanted me to come on and talk about my favorite movie. And I said, well, okay, I'll come on and do that. Well,
I'll BRB.
I set up the time, which was today, and I completely forgot that I'd set up the time, which was today. But I saw his message and I was like, oh man, I was supposed to tell him what my movie was and everything. And I had done zero prep.
Zero work, right.
Yeah. So I was like, I ran in the house. I was like, I'm going to grab a movie out of here. And whatever movie I grab, that's the one I'm going to talk about. So, Fright Night, which was one of my favorite movies anyways. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, Fright Night. I got this poster in my bedroom. Because I'd already thought about it. I was either going to do like Fright Night, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, or The Burb. So I went on and killed it. I mean,
oh, so you did the interview?
Oh yeah, I killed it.
Got the interview.
Yeah, he was. I was like 8 minutes late, but he was a super nice guy. Young guy getting into the whole podcasting thing. So
it's like you're measuring your words. Did you say something to this young man that you're worried about? You said earlier, bedroom. Or are you in a cult? Are you doing a spell or incantation?
I'm running numbers. So yeah, I went on, talked about that for about 30 minutes. I gave a whole entire synopsis of the entire film, why I liked it. I made some clever remarks, you might say. And actually, I'm looking to book you on the show to come on and talk about your favorite movie with this kid.
Oh, wow.
I think he asked me if I knew anyone that I thought would do a good job. He's like, man, you're the best person I've interviewed so far.
Are you saying you as me or you as Creed?
You as you. Okay. You as ambition.
Because Creed left to smoke a cigarette. I don't know if you
Creed will not do any kind of things like that. Come on now.
Okay. Yeah, no, I would love to. God, I don't know what movie I would pick, though.
See, that's tough. I did so well when I was done. He, because I referred to the other two films. I said, these three films are like my children. I had to decide which one I'd bring with me. And if
you said The Burbs and what else?
Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the original, 1970s, and Fright Night.
Question. Was what is his name? What is Chop Top's name? Real name?
Bill Mosley.
Was Bill Mosley in the first Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
No.
But he kind of plays that character that gets run over.
It's kind of like that character. Yeah. It's kind of like, okay, it's two guys, they're kind of similar, you know, but they don't never clarify one way.
Because I remember watching Texas Chainsaw Massacre and then seeing Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2 and being like, you know, later in life when I could tell that there were different people.
Right.
I was like, man, Bill Mosley looks so much different from the first movie to the second movie.
He really cleaned up.
He got his life together. He changed his diet or something. But okay, that makes sense. He's a different guy. But yeah, no, I would do that. Man, I don't know what I would do. I guess, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the easy go-to would be either Reservoir Dogs or Pulp Fiction. I've watched those movies. But then like National Lampoon's Loaded Weapon 1, that one.
Dr. Detroit?
That's a movie. Yeah, Dr. Detroit.
Wasn't Bill Mosley on the show?
He was, yes.
You thought so.
But, yeah, no, I'll do it. Does he do it every week or?
He makes out a schedule of people, and I was on the schedule for like a month before it was my time to do it. So,
okay.
Yeah, I'll give him your information and stuff. And real nice guy, real super nice. And I did so well when I was done. He said, look, I want you to come back on again two more times and talk about those other two movies. He said, yeah, you did a great job. He said, I haven't had anybody do this well. So I said, well, I know a guy who'll do just as well as me, if not better.
Was the job that you did as nice as the place that Creed stayed at in the mountains?
Not quite that nice. Or as nice as the place he claims he's getting married at.
I'm
telling you, I was telling Mikey off after the show.
You motherfucker! Don't you ever say that to me! You're telling him off?
Yeah. Tell me off, man.
No, I was telling him that the place that he'll be staying at, and you, it will be Mikey approved. I'm absolutely certain. He's, of course, going to have a bunch of shit to bitch about. There's no doubt about that because it's Mikey. Yeah. When it comes to that, it's, you know. I was actually just going to suggest it would only take me a minute, but do you want to see pictures of the place?
Sure. I mean, I'm looking forward to the turndown service.
Yeah.
I just leave my laundry right outside the door and they do it, right? That's my understanding.
Mikey just put a nice bow on the show. We're about to walk away, and now it's, let me show you how much money I got.
No, let me tell you, this place is a whole lot cheaper.
Hey, look at these, Creed. I'm gonna throw these away after I wear them one time.
Like his socks he used to wear.
Just like he used to do with your underwear and socks, yeah.
That's how I got it.
One and done.
Show me
this
place.
Yeah, they should wear collared shirts to do podcasts. I mean, that's how much money is.
Oh, yeah.
Before we were live, Mikey was like, where are you at? Church? I was like, no, why? He's like, you have a collared shirt on. I'm like, this shirt's comfortable. I mean, what do you want?
Talking about people with money and running drugs. Where's Creed getting all this money to pay for this wedding, huh?
That's what it's about.
The palette business
is nice good. It's a nice place, but it's not like that. Palette business is good. We spent like all day today listing. So both of those controllers, a toner cartridge, a few other random things. Only got 15-20
cartridges. They're like massive, giant toner cartridges. Who goes looking for those on expensive. The marketplace?
And they are expensive. I think the we brothers? Got 60 out of this one. Yeah. Yeah.
I sold one of those. We got an extra at the old place I worked at. They got the wrong one. But unfortunately, it had been opened and they tried to put it in the machine. Mm. So, like, the price, you know, I think it was like a $90 thing. So I put on, you know, Marketplace or whatever. I was like, $50. And then when the guy shows up, he's like, I didn't know it was open. I was like, yeah, man. He said, oh, man, I can't give you $50. I was like, how much would you give me? He's like, I don't know, $30. I was like, $30 sounds good. Like, what's better than me? $30, sure, whatever. I don't give a shit.
My loss, your game, bud.
Yeah.
Don't worry. $30, why not?
All about that scam. Find the suckers, just like they did with Emily last night. Last night, somebody. What no, it's doing? A brand new account. Listen, so, you know, these new accounts are targets. You know, they send you offers, and everything, every single one of them is, can you kindly send me your PayPal so we can just do this off of eBay, or I want to give you more to have you send it here. You know, any of that, and they're just scams trying to get your PayPal or your bank account information. Since she started it, which is really only a week, if she had any less than 20 people, at least 20 had to have been that have tried to scam her. So anyways, the second thing that we sold off of her is a brand new factory sealed, 100% factory sealed. They came out of a case. They're those monster LED light strips. And right. Of course the guy writes her and says, oh, there's no power plug. And I said to Emily, she's so quick. She just, you know, quickly writes back. Oh, I'll send you another one. You know, and I of course, blew my shit on that because I said, just stop and think about that for a second. It's a brand. You have a better chance of winning the lottery, better chance of winning the lottery than you do, you know, that missing something. I mean, it happens.
Sure. Yeah. But just tell them to send it back and I'll
that's
send
all. You another one. Yeah, and they'll never send it back. They won't go through that. They won't go through all of that just to do it. You know, I mean, it happens all the time. Like, five in the last week, five returns from previous weeks have fallen off of my account because they were a bunch of bullshit and just trying to scam me. And I'm pretty good about, you know, not letting that happen. They all fell off because none of them ever sent anything out, you know, and that's what it's all about because they said, where is it? Okay, here we go. Because it's very easy. eBay likes to side with the buyers. So it's a buyer's world on there. You can get away with anything. And that's like, my advertisement for the Pick and Flip podcast. It won't be until Sunday, I think, because Jasper's got a huge work schedule. And I think it's not until Sunday that we can actually do it. All right, let's see if I can find these. Yeah, here they are. Coming right up. Believe it or not, so this place is about half going to be about half the price than where we were looking at
okay.
than what we were looking at. Yeah, than what we were looking at in the mountains. And we're able to do things like a fireworks, a legit fireworks show after the wedding.
Will you allow other people to do the fireworks show, or will you be trying to light said fireworks?
No, this is these are professional people that do fireworks shows.
Okay.
It's like a real deal. This is the entrance.
Use my cigarette to light
this. This is the entrance into the place.
Whoever catches the lit cigarette gets married next.
Oh, wow.
This is out front. Nice fountain. There's a possibility of doing of course you have your main meal, but we want to do We want to do a food truck or two, and right around that thing would be perfect. Just imagine a couple of nice food trucks.
Is that all included? Is it all inclusive this trip or
no?
What?
No, there'll be a lot of add-ons for sure.
Sound like a lot of out-of-pocket stuff to me already.
Now this is where the men hang out and wait. This is an old horse barn.
This is an old whorehouse.
Well, it kind of is. They might use to breed the old horses.
Is this anyways, the place that Ryle Reynolds got married? That's a nice
place. It is not a plantation. It's an old beef farm.
Beef farm.
And she gave some pretty good ideas. Like she has a barber that can come out and do our hair. Sure. Said sit around, smoke cigars if you want.
Sure. Anyways, I'll start smoking cigars just for that.
Hell yeah. Anyways, each one of those doors is a bedroom that has two bunk beds in there, and wow. I think there's a bathroom.
There's a TV
and a little lounge area at the end there.
Nice. Next.
Like a straight razor cut.
This is right outside of it. So you got a little, the out front of that so that, cause I guess you're not supposed to see the bride that day. So I guess that's how it works. I'm not sure. I haven't been to too many weddings. What is this? That's the entrance into the horse barn that we just saw. So we're kind of going backwards.
Okay, so that's the horse barn. Okay.
All right, so Mikey, for you and Knox, this is where the fishing takes place. This is one of the that's a bridge all the way across the pond. So you can fish off of that, and apparently there's some nice bass there. And you'll see that the spot where we're getting married, you can also stand on that and do that. But I thought when I walked up, I thought that's where we're getting married. I was like, oh, that's a nice backdrop and stuff. And go, no, we're getting married this other spot on the property.
So Mikey is going to be the brim buster boy.
Brimbuster bearer. Yeah. This is the bar.
Open?
Yeah. I want to do kegs and wine, I think. I don't think we can do liquor, or we have to hire somebody for liquor, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, some places, but
I'm not sure.
If you do beer and wine,
you're doing beer and wine. By the way, steps away from this is the pool, which we'll see I think next.
I mean, we did that at my wedding, Creed. You'll remember when you were there.
I'm an asshole. So.
We had beer and wine and for
oh my god. There's not a lot of things that I regret.
His wedding was so good. The food was excellent. Best food I've had at a wedding.
There's not a lot of, I don't have a lot of regrets in life, and I don't feel bad about a lot of my decisions, but that one, that one was bad.
And by the way, if you don't know what Creed's decision was, we invited him and some other people to the wedding. And, most people would either call or email or message that they will not be able to show up at a limited wedding. Now, small wedding, 75 people.
Yes.
So basically, we paid for everyone's plates of food, and we paid for this and that. But Creed never messaged; just ghosted us. But
it's
okay.
I'm sure that Mikey ate my share, though.
There was more than enough to go around. Trust me. But
it was so
well.
Good.
That's why we're having you marry us, because then you can't do what I did to you.
Well, you never know.
Never
know.
I think there's a better shot of it, but this is kind of cool. So this is actually like standing at the bar that we just saw.
Sure.
And to the left, I hope we got a picture of it. To the left is, I think we do. Yeah, so there's like this little chill area here.
Little gazebo.
Again, next to the bar. But also this part back here is where the DJ sets up, which I thought was pretty neat. Right,
will the pool be open?
Well, see, I don't know. I mean, it's going to be in October, so that's a little risky, but I would hope that it is. It
be good.
It might be able to. Might be able to. I mean, it would only take a few days to, you know. Emily, if I get any of this wrong, let me know. Are we having liquor at our wedding? I'm really not sure. I just found out we're getting married here a few days ago.
I'm only drinking Bloody Marys that weekend, so make sure you have that.
Oh, drink. Hey. All right. Then that's settled. We need a Bloody Mary bar. Write it down, Emily, honey.
Bloody Mary bar. I do enjoy it. If it's good.
What do you like? What First do you off, like in a Bloody Mary, though? I love drink Bloody alcohol. Marys.
I thought you were Muslim. Second off. Ew.
You don't like
I've never had it. I've never had one. It just sounds.
Had two. They're my favorite.
Because I love tomato juice.
It just sounds too involved.
Yeah, but listen, you put you put a piece of pepperoni in there in the bottom. You got your celery.
It's got like some places put like a. It's almost got like a spiciness olives. To it. Little,
oh my like, god, I love. You got to put spice in there. Are you kidding?
Yeah,
me? Worcestershire sauce. Got to have some of that in there.
See, all that just sounds disgusting.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you have a Bloody Mary? Let me make you a Bloody Mary. And you can. Do you not like? Do you? Bish, do you like tomato juice or like V8?
I like tomato juice. I like a V8.
You'd be fine with that.
That's why I like them because that's what I like.
Yeah. Yeah. So a Bloody Mary bar will be happening. All right. So this is where we're getting married.
Wow. Oh, that's nice.
Down there at the end. Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty cool. I like that.
I see that's a right there.
That's a big venue. I take it that there more likely will be, a PA system of some sort.
Yes.
For the cheap seat.
Well, no, it's far away.
Like it is pretty far away, though. You're right.
And how open it is in the back.
What did he say?
We're going to do beer and wine and have the liquor for the after party. Oh, that's right. So if we bring our own liquor, I think is what she's saying. If that's the after the wedding, then we don't have to. Get a license or whatever. Gotcha. Another shot of that.
How many people is that seat, by the way?
Oh, I don't know. It won't be filled.
Yeah. So what? How many?
I don't know. Why are you worrying about your social distancing?
No, I'm just saying that's a you're getting a big place. You had a lot of people you're inviting.
No, that's
the that's bad. Nice. Yeah. Hopefully they cut the grass before the event. But
yeah, no, she was talking about that. She said the upkeep of that.
I get there.
they were going crazy. They were out front pressure washing and going crazy. She said that the upkeep of that property is ridiculous. Jesus. And they get everything done like right before it. There's a lot of landscaped areas, and I said it feels like a feels like being at a resort. So she was saying you can stand over here after the wedding when they're taking pictures, and in the background is where you see the fireworks. So there'd be some fireworks in the pictures. I thought that was kind of cool.
Repeat after me. I creed. Take you. Take Emily. Take Emily.
Take you. Take Emily. What?
Take Emily as my wife. My other wife.
Uh-huh.
Are you at the end instead of I do? All right. Emily, repeat after me. Hi, Emily. Take Creed.
Or is that an outside area? Everything's going
to
be outside?
It can be up to 120, but we have about 75 people. Yeah, I don't know about that. Probably going to be a little over that. Yeah, so you got that's a big concrete slab. And I guess right about where the person is mowing is where the table will be.
Oh, I got excited. I thought that was like a roofed in like a go-kart bar.
No, but right on the side where you stand right there, that's kind of a little bar all the way through there. But that's where catering like puts out the buffet, I guess.
The guys are all going fox hunting in the morning, so be ready.
create anything and be a bar if you put your mind to it.
That's a good point. No, yeah. It's just nice because you can kind of stand there overlooking the water and the pool and have a few beers. I don't know if it's in a picture, but that's an Instagram wall right there.
Does anybody does anybody live there? Like, is this a somebody?
No.
Okay, good.
No, but it was. I read the history.
A window or something.
It is giant inside, but I see she didn't send me any of the pictures of the inside.
And when is this event? Move.
Not this October, the October after that.
So October 2021?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, apparently this time last year we went to the races. Isn't that cute? Oh. Look at that cute little couple at the dirt track. Went to the dirt track. Anyways.
It's like a three-day event. He's talking about like they get the whole place.
We got it. Yes, we got the house the night before and the night after, I think. Yeah, it's two nights. It's massive inside. I'll have to send you over some pictures. You'll like it. There's a ton of room inside, including like her office. She said just throw down airbeds in places if you want to. So we got lots of room.
I think reserve a suite.
I think that the best part, there isn't, honey. I don't see any others.
I might visit and have a hotel in the area.
You can if you want to, but I'm telling you, it's a big freaking place.
Does it have each room has its own private bathroom?
Bath.
Oh, there is more. Hang on.
With
We're not done yet, boys.
Can I get a?
No, but there are bidets in both bathrooms.
Both. That sounds so like that we're might sharing. Sway.
That might sway you, Bish, because I know that you really like those bidets.
Well, sis, what you lose with an air mattress, you gain tenfold with a bidet.
No, seriously though, I think there's like 15 people that can stay in the house.
Day of, we found out.
I just found it. I'm not sure which way we're going though, and what that is.
That's a rechargeable lithium battery.
I was teaching my son.
There's the Instagram wall.
Yeah, so we'll take pictures and then very nice.
Scoot it over a bit. Yeah, I have a little lounge area to the side there.
High top tables around the pool.
I was worried. I didn't hear high top tables.
Can you point?
They can't see that.
I know. Can you point with your arrow?
This area. She's pointing at the computer, showing you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right there. There'll be high top tables right there.
Will there be high top chairs with the high top tables or normal sized chairs?
Didn't ask that. That's a great question. Probably no chairs.
The high top tables are actually those old spools that they keep power lines on.
I bet you they are. Honey, they're all talking, and you have not stopped talking since you walked in, sweetheart. I'm sorry. She's going nuts. She wants to tell everybody about it.
It'll be a long year.
All right, this is where you walk into the place. There'll be a table there with some champagne and a guest book and whatever. There's the front of the house.
You want to take back that Ryan Reynolds comment? I mean,
I know it does look. It's not. Come on, fellas. Do you have any idea if it was ever a plantation? Because it didn't say it in the history.
They weren't bragging about it. So surprised.
They were not. No. They certainly were not.
That's the fountain.
Yeah, I already saw a side shot.
Drown people.
This is where she gets to get ready.
Nice. It is nice.
Yeah, pretty fancy, huh?
Beautiful dresser.
Those are two bathrooms. Is this the suite?
This is the master bedroom.
This is the master bedroom of the fireplace.
Go and put a check on that for me. Oh, look at
there's
that
the big
sleigh bed.
Are you taking the master
bedroom? Mikey's room.
Yes, that's Mikey's room. Yeah.
Yes.
There's the formal dining. That table does not look as big in the picture, but it's massive. It looks
very big. Yeah.
No, it's huge. It really is.
That's the sunroom.
Yeah, so that's the sunroom, which is basically the right behind the sunroom is where the bar is. There's another spot of the sunroom.
Living room.
Formal living room, study. There's the kitchen. which so off of the side of is off of the side of this room where they, there's a huge building for it's a whole commercial kitchen. Which yeah. didn't she say we'd have access to that too if we needed?
Yeah, we have access to that.
We have access to a commercial kitchen, Mikey.
Which is
where the caterers do their thing.
Well, that and then because we have it for the night before, so the rehearsal dinner, we can use that kitchen.
But that's a hell of a nice kitchen there.
That is nice.
That's just the normal
kitchen. I mean, that's pretty nice.
I don't think it seems like it. A lovely place.
It is.
Yeah,
nice.
It looks awesome. I think that's it. Yeah, that's everything.
And yep. on Wednesday night, we will take our bets on what this cost.
Mikey says he's going to take bets on how much it costs. We have no idea. We have an idea.
I know how much it is. I just don't
know. You don't know total.
Oh, hold on. Are we doing a father of the bride kind of thing? Is her family's paying for the whole
thing? No.
Mm-mm. Oh, okay.
No, that's not happening.
Okay. Well,
it must be nice. Because I sure had to pay for my daughter.
He said basically, you know, the dad always pays for the wedding. Which I...
Oh,
well, when you guys said you didn't know the price, I mean, that would, you know, make me think.
No, I don't know, Bishop. I don't know the price. Okay. I don't have much.
I don't ask prices. If I have to ask, I can't afford
it,
maybe.
Don't create the price of things.
Yeah, she doesn't. She just.
I don't even look at the menu prices. I cover it up with my hand and just start ordering. That's how I am when I'm with Creed.
Yeah. Creed doesn't go to restaurants with price tags on the menu. He just says, you know.
Too good for that.
Right. Is the lobster fresh? That's the only question he asks.
A surf and turf. How much is your surf and turf? But yeah, I'm actually really.
I told my daughter's husband, I said, look, you ever decide to leave my daughter? I'm going to need $8,000 cash when you get ready to walk out. I need to be reimbursed for that wedding I paid for.
Yeah.
Well, I look forward to it.
It'll be fun.
A good time.
It's not going to be super fancy, but it will, you know, it'll be nice. Can you see the color of her shirt is like making me look completely red? It's messing up the camera. Isn't that funny?
Oh, it looks, you look good red. Look good.
Thanks. You look good.
No, I'm looking forward to it. I had my heart set. The place that we found in the mountains was awesome.
Got my heart set.
And I was ready for that. But this place that she found, I'm real happy with it. I just hope that we can use the pool.
Yeah.
But deal breaker.
We'll see. Oh, no, we almost had a deal breaker. She thinks that the entire property is smoke free. And ooh. I said, you might want to read that contract. I mean, the girl said like 10 times, you know, about feel free to smoke cigars in the horse barn. And the people that were working there were all puffing away on cigarettes anyway. So
where's Creed at? He's at the tree line a quarter mile away smoking.
That's what I mean. I better get a goddamn golf cart to, you know, go out to the road. Yeah. Imagine
tree line. Creed.
That ain't happening. That ain't happening. I said the whole thing, you know, I mean, obviously it's no smoking inside. That's what that's all about.
Well, that's great.
Obviously.
Huh? I had a great time with you. How can our listeners find out more about you and where you're at?
Oh, yeah. That's right. This is supposed to be a interview tonight.
I'm wrapping it up.
Great job, Mikey.
Hey, this one on me.
I just look forward to being able to go to the house where Dr. Schultz met Big Daddy. I'm looking forward to that.
Mikey, the legend podcaster. Any last words? A podcast interviewee. Interviewer. Interviewee? You were interviewee. No.
Make sure you tune in tomorrow because Bishop will be doing the lottery, right? No lottery?
Maybe tomorrow. Saturday is my son's birthday. I told him tomorrow when I get off work, I'll go pick him up early so we can. He wants to go get donuts. And I told him that I'd take him to the comic book shop because he likes Teen Titans Go now.
So, nice move.
Yeah.
What time does the party start?
Saturday, if you want to come.
I'm busy.
Okay, that's what I figured. That's why I didn't tell you. That's why I didn't tell you.
What a dick. Such an a-hole. Any last words, B-Shop?
No. We'll see. I'm glad we got a lot of different chats about different things, and we inform people about the Walmart drive-ins. And look for the Creedence and Bishop Show walk-up theater very soon, a neighborhood near you.
And we also did our part doing a PSA for the CDC, who says do not drink hand sanitizer.
No.
All right. It's been fun, boys. We'll see you soon. Keep an eye on our Facebook, facebook.com/CB Radio Show. Twitter and Periscope is at CB Radio Show. YouTube, Creedence and Bishop Show. Please go subscribe and like and share and help us out. We'll see everybody soon. Have a good one. Thanks for joining us.